Wagwan, my peeps, have you not watched Bob Marley One Love movie yet? Now's your chance. You have the opportunity to bring home Bob Marley One Love on digital now. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. Buy Bob Marley One Love Digital today and get over 50 minutes of behind-the-scenes footage and deleted scenes. Available at participating retailers, the movie is rated PG-13 and is brought to you by Paramount Pictures. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Style and Vibes podcast with me, yours truly, Michaela. If you are new here, welcome to the family. If you are coming back, welcome back, family. It's always good to have you guys here. Today is also another solo episode, and I wanted to talk about award shows, especially coming off the Grammys. I just had a lot of thoughts around Caribbean award shows, us giving recognition. So I kind of wanted to put this out there in the universe, and maybe we can revisit it in a later episode. So in recent years, we have had so many conversations about award shows, questions like why they exist, why don't we support more of our own, we need our own, we need to be celebrating our own, etc., etc. The reality of it is they do exist in limited quantities, but they do exist, and they do get limited support and visibility, enough to gain mass interest and media coverage. Even as I was doing a little bit of research for this episode, I had planned a completely different perspective, but through some of the research that I did do, I was able to discover a number of previously well-known award shows like ARAMA are still happening. And, you know, there are new ones who have popped up across, you know, not just the Caribbean, but the diaspora as well. So there are some that are popular to the region, some are in the diaspora. But I think it's important to say, like, hey, we do have them. We're technically not relegated to one category, but reggae seems to be the most prominent, especially when it comes to international award shows. It is the most widely known that comes from the region. So a lot of artists either get boxed into that category, whether it's dancehall, reggae, soca, other international acts as well. Until recently, there have been like spinoffs and transitions. So I think there are definitely categories added as subgenres and new genres become popular, but just wanted to kind of give that perspective. There seems to be this sentiment that we don't support our own, and I think it's really because it's not in our face. Either as a consumer, we haven't heard about it. There's not mass chatter online. It doesn't spread as fast as controversy does. At the same time, the marketing and promotion is very limited for the shows that do exist. One other big thing is it being televised is an important piece to how a lot of these award shows really get popularized in the first place as well. Taking a step back, I mean, you know, we always kind of get engrossed in conversations, especially online, when something doesn't really go our way. So take, for example, the Grammys, which just happened. The Reggae Grammy is never actually televised, but because it's, I feel, the one of the most prestigious awards that a musician can receive, as a community, we talk about it year after year when it doesn't go our way. Last year, a non-Jamaican reggae band, Soulja, won the award for the category and drove this massive conversation for like weeks and months about their win and why and how we need to do XYZ. This year, Kabaka Pyramid wins for The Calling, and it's like a collective pat on the back. There are celebratory posts, but I'm like, are we going back to listen to the album? Have we heard the album? Like, why aren't we talking about his win, his album, and how important that is for the genre? You know, him being a younger artist of that younger crop. You know, Chronix doesn't have an album, and he's kind of from that crop of talented artists. So I think it's just, you know, a really interesting moment that when something really positive happens for the category, we kind of just get a checkbox and we don't really make it a big celebratory moment. And it begs the question, as an audience, what do we truly want? Reggae has gotten older, it has grown with many of us, and therefore the industry has evolved and so has its consumers. So the industry itself and what we like is very fragmented. We all have different tastes. There are a variety of subgenres more than ever before. And award shows used to be a place where we were glued to the television to celebrate these important moments. But now these moments come so fast, they're less frequent, and television has become nothing but highlight clips in our mobile devices. Additionally, we just have so much more to consume, and there's a lack of visibility around these traditional style award shows. According to Nielsen reports, award shows like the Grammys and the Oscars and other American award shows, their consumption has dipped significantly year over year, starting around 2010. The height of award shows was in the early 90s, early 2000s. And so when it happens at that level, smaller Caribbean industry, music awards and things of that nature often take a hit as well because we are transitioning how we consume the content very similarly. But the production costs are high, there's limited sponsorship, and the popularity is really tapering off. Now, award shows really exist to acknowledge the up and coming, the ones to watch, maybe even hear a few new artists that you haven't heard before, reward current and trending talent of today that are really popular, and celebrate past icons. Award shows are the opportunity to really just celebrate those within a particular industry, whether it's voted by peers, consumers, sales, and sprinkled with a little entertainment and creative performances. It's a holistic look at the industry. It's a moment for the industry to kind of take a pause and reward and have a great evening, but it's become so much more far and few for some of our artists in particular. It's important for us to reflect on the artist's work and their current catalog as well as their past catalog, because it doesn't go unnoticed. I think no matter how small or how big or how televised something is, we should be celebrating the accomplishments because it's important to be recognized, and we don't need to be clamoring around one award where only a few are recognized. There are so many people across the entire Caribbean genres that are doing really great things. And we often dwell and talk about the things that are negative, and the positive kind of get overlooked. If you look at bigger shows like the Grammys, it's a much bigger platform. That's not the only space in which those artists are celebrated. If you think about the BET Awards, the BET Hip Hop Awards, VH1 Honors, the Soul Train Awards, you have Country Music Awards, you have the Latin Grammys, you have all these other televised award shows that aren't quite as big, but actually sometimes because it's genre specific, it does make a more of a buzz online. And we have the opportunity to really do the same. Regional awards also give the opportunity to those who aren't privy to being in those spaces that I'm talking about, the BET Awards, the Hip Hop Awards, or you name it from a US-based perspective. Having regional awards and diaspora-included awards gives us the opportunity to really celebrate those who are doing great work in their own right. And there are levels, you know, like everyone who is nominated in the Grammys, they usually are nominated elsewhere, but there are a number of artists who are nominated elsewhere that aren't really on that Grammy track, if you will. If they happen to get nominated, I think, you know, it's a great thing, but they're not looking for the nominations. All in all, I don't think that artists are really doing the work to be awarded or rewarded. They're more or less doing it to connect with their fans. It's, from an artistry perspective, a great way to kind of celebrate these artists, I think. It's just to take a moment and celebrate when we can. Today, we're still having trouble just finding and viewing these award shows in a consistent way. The industry has evolved, and I think that the award shows have to evolve with it. They have to keep up with the times, you know, with consumption changing. That doesn't mean that we can't come out in numbers that are specific to our own community. The lack of visibility isn't necessarily an excuse, because we still have people watching TV, just not as much. There's our opportunities where you can stream it online is also an opportunity. So I was really excited to see that Caribbean Elite magazine is doing their award show. They're a diaspora-based magazine that celebrates Caribbean culture, but they're having it in Brooklyn in June during Caribbean American History Month, which I think is a perfect alignment for the audience. Additionally, you know, they're kind of tapping into the month of festivities that are celebrated, especially in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is always on fire during June because it, you know, just multiple Caribbean people all about the place. And they actually started this promotion recently. So within the last few weeks, I saw a teaser about it. And I think that that's really smart, because it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of effort to kind of get people in the building. It's also going to take some time to, because it's their first, you know, going to take people, artists, enough time to get engaged and get involved. And that's another thing, like, as an artist, if you are nominated or know that you are going to be celebrated, it's important for you to show up. Like, we have to show up for our own on a consistent basis. And even if you're not nominated, right, show up and support the categories, support your genre, support your peers, and it supports the award show itself, because it shows that from a collective standpoint, you deem this as an important thing that people should watch because you were there, whether you're being nominated or not. I know a lot of artists, they only like to show up when they're nominated, which I guess makes sense. But if there aren't enough people there to kind of drive, especially if you're current and young and new, those really drive the numbers up. So you want to make sure that, you know, if you're awarded in the category, nominated in the category, to show up. Additionally, if you're nominated, like, promote whatever it is that you've been nominated for. Like, your fans need to know so that they can show up for you. Beyonce's Beehive doesn't just happen out of nowhere. Rihanna's Navy doesn't happen out of nowhere. They show up when it means the most to their fans. And that's who they do this for. And ultimately, award shows are an opportunity for fans to see artists get awarded. Additionally, if we show up for ourselves and reward ourselves, there's less pressure long term on more prestigious awards, and they're not going away. The perception of the Grammys isn't going away, but it puts less impact, I guess, on those wins, because we're not relegated to one award or one category. We have multiple things that really drive us in our own region. So I think collectively we have to do better. You know, we as consumers have to do better at supporting award shows when they show up. They have to show up and show out, put a little marketing and effort behind your product and put it out there in front of people to see, make it newsworthy, make it fun and engaging that people want to talk about it and they want to be engaged in it. And artists also have to show up and be just as engaged when these platforms are created to celebrate them. But I would love to hear your thoughts. What are your thoughts on award shows? Will you be looking out for anything that's coming up? There are a number. I mentioned the Caribbean Elite award show that's coming up. IRAMA, International Reggae and World Music Awards, is another one. Jaria Entertainment, they do one, which is Jamaica. Recording Industry Association, they do one as well. There are also plenty of others. I'm probably not even naming all of them, but in my short time of research, there are a good number. So we do have a few. Have you heard of them? How do you support them? Let me know in the comment section. Email me as always, or hit me up on Instagram. You know, I'm always in my DMs. So share a note with me and let me know your thoughts. Until next time, later, my peeps. Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Style and Vibes podcast. If you like what you hear, and I know you do, share it with your friends and family. If you want more, make sure you visit styleandvibes.com and follow us on our social channels, Twitter and Instagram @StyleandVibes. Until next time, Leah Tommy Peeps!